Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
David was a man after God's own heart, but he had went astray. How many of you know God? The Bible calls us sheep. Anybody know about sheep? Those poor fellows are just the dumbest things you've ever seen. They can't even follow a path. They got to be herded. But basically, David had strayed away. But he said, Lord God, what he said to me, he said, renew that right spirit in me. The spirit was there, needs to be renewed. So many a times, folks, we just got to go back to God's word to be renewed, to be recharged, to be re-strengthened. Get around godly people, iron sharpened if iron, that we may be renewed. Now, David is ready to work now here. He says, verse 11 says, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Well, thank God we don't have to pray that prayer. If we have received the Lord Jesus Christ, his spirit comes to live within us permanently. So we don't have to pray that part. But David saying, Lord God, don't take it away. And then listen to what he says. He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. He wants the joy of his salvation renewed. So many Christians were on fire at once, but then they let the fire down. Matter of fact, a pastor preached that this past Sunday. Keep the fire burning. We cannot let God's fire die down. You know, I'll tell you what happened. Whenever we let the fire die down, whenever we don't do what God says, the fire will die down. Whenever we cease to work for the Lord, our fire will die down. You know, really I get upset when Christians say they're ready to take a back seat, they're ready to sit down. What are you talking about? I don't see no retirement plan in God's house. Amen. Look, we're down here for a short span. Amen. Compared to eternity. It can't be compared. We're here for work. We're saved to do his work. We need to continue to work. Maybe our role is not as big, but we're going to continue to work for the Lord. Because God can use everybody, no matter where they at. And then here's what David said. I'm going to stop here. He said, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners will be converted unto thee. We will not soul win. We will not tell people about Jesus unless we have the joy of our salvation. Can you imagine you trying to tell somebody, accept Jesus, he'll save you? That ain't going to work. But then if you say, hey, I know a man who died for our sins, and I received him, and now I have eternal life. What a difference. Which person you think you would believe? The second one, that's right. Because we have joy. It's just like some people we see, I'm not going to name any name, but they're going around very sad talking about paradise on earth. And they're so sad. But then when you see somebody excited about Jesus Christ, knowing that, hey, he went to prepare a place for me. He has a mansion up there for me in heaven. I'm going to be with him. What a big difference that is. But we're going back to our scripture here, Psalms 1. It says, this man delights his law. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And it says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit. There's that word again. In his season, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You know, I told some people at work, I'm like, look, you know, you just better be glad I'm on your team here, because the Lord's going to bless it. And they're like, what are you talking about? Show them this verse. I simply believe God's word. I simply believe if I'm in something and I'm following him, it will prosper. Not by anything that I said. He promised it. He said, whatsoever you do shall prosper. You know, they tell this old fairy tale about somebody with the Midas touch. Everything they touch turned to gold. Anybody ever heard that? God is way better than that. We don't need the gold. He owns everything. He says, whatever you're in, I'm going to bless it. Why? I don't know if you ever planted something, but what you have to do, it has to get constant water. But God, Jesus said, you'll be like this tree that's planted by the river of water.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.